right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's show. We're going to talk about creativity this week. It's one that, when I'm out there giving my speeches and talks, I always do this kind of, you know, not scientific poll of the audience. And I ask how many people in the audience think of themselves as being highly creative. So I'm asking you the same question. Do you think of yourself as being highly creative? The ability to kind of tap into that inner, oh, I don't know what you want to call it, that muse that lets you come up with the ideas when you need them. Now, I'm sure some of you would consider yourself highly creative. You've been in the innovation game. It's part of your job. But most do not see themselves as highly creative. Oh, back in the summer, I gave a speech to this event, which was made up of people who are run makerspaces. So these are those warehouse places where they have all kinds of machines. You can go in there and build things. You can use a CNC machine, a lathe, laser cutters. And it's really designed for those that want to create, the do-it-yourselfer types. And in that speech that I gave, now this is a community of creatives, but there, what I quoted was a recent study at that time, an Adobe study, that pointed out that 75% of the U.S. population do not think of themselves as creative. That's right, 75% do not think of themselves as creative. That leaves only 25% of us to pick up and carry the creative economy that is now emerging, this creative economy, which is based on the value of ideas, the ability to continuously come up with new ideas. Why are some companies like Apple and Google and Tesla and SpaceX, why are they valued so much higher than companies their peers? Because there's this expectation that they are highly creative today, and that they must have some magic, some process, some ability to continue to fill that idea pipeline. So it's important that we all think of ourselves as being highly creative, that ability to kind of just tap that muse when we need it. Now let me let you in on a little secret. We are all born creative. We are. We all are naturally creative. If you've got kids, or in my case, I have 5 grandkids now, and I'm just amazed watching my grandkids, you know, doing imaginary play. I have one grandson who is big into all the Pixar movies, whether it's Planes or Cars or whatever. And he gets his little cars, his little planes out, and he plays all the voices, and he makes up scenes, and they interact with each other. You know, just unbounded imagination. Now, if we're all born creative, what happens? Where does it go? Do we just like magically lose it? Well, no, the reality is that we actually talk ourselves out of that creative. We've seen other people, we watch other people be creative or attempt to be creative and it not work out. You know, they think of themselves as an artist, but their art isn't something that kind of tickles your fancy, or they are a singer, and when they sing off key, and you kind of cringe. And so you see these other people who step out and want to be creative, and then you see them kind of not like really fully execute, and we tend to be critical of that. That then triggers our own negative thoughts of, ooh, I'm not going to try that because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be out there, embarrassing myself or whatever. And so we tend to hold it back. And creativity is like anything else. If you don't use it, then it actually atrophies. It actually becomes less available to you. It's kind of like a machine that hasn't been used in a while, right? You got that lawnmower, you don't really take care of it, you stuff it into the garage for the winter, then in the spring you go out and you go to pull on the cord and you just keep your fingers crossed that the lawnmower is going to start. And it may start, but it's spewing out blue smoke and it sounds really rough and it's really not going, and it took you, 10 pulls to get it going. And that's kind of like your creativity. Versus that machine that you take care of. You make sure that it's well-oiled, it's well taken care of. You run it regularly. You go out there with those machines, one pull on the cord, it starts up, and it runs great, runs really smooth. And that's, again, another example of, or another model of how to think about creativity. If you don't use it, you're that machine that's hard to start and kind of jumbles and rattles. Versus if you use it all the time and you fire up that machine, it's like using that creativity on a regular basis, it'll start up, it'll be there for you, you can take advantage of it. And so the real one question I have for you is, when's the last time you ran that machine? If you think of creativity as a machine, when's the last time you've run it? And do you keep it in tip-top shape? Now, I'm willing to bet it's not as good a shape as you would like it. Even if you are that individual that has been highly involved in the innovation game, you've been out there coming up with new ideas for your company and building prototypes and convincing senior management to go forward with your ideas. But let's face it, none of us are in perfect shape. It's kind of like our physical bodies, right? We could all spend a few more hours in the gym. We could all spend maybe a few less minutes at the dessert table. That creativity is something that we have to take care of. And so therefore, you don't have to get really the tip-top shape. You don't have to wait until, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger in the gym with bulging muscles and, ready to go to become Mr. Universe. There are out there a few little tricks, tools that you can bring to the table that kind of help you get your engine started and actually help you start experiencing, getting a little more exercise, stretching that creativity a little bit more, such that when you do need it on demand, you can pull out these little tools and tricks and processes to really make it much, much easier for you to apply the creativity. And let's face it, creativity is critical to your career success, it's career to your personal life, and it's critical to the businesses that you work for. And if you go out and you talk to CEOs, there was a recent study, and I'm going to try to remember the year on it, but it's not coming to me right now. But a couple of years ago, there was this study done where they went out and they talked to a bunch of CEOs, and they asked the CEOs, what skill sets are most important in the hiring process for you? What's the thing that you're looking for today? And this was like 18 months or 2 years ago. What was the most important skill that you are hiring for? You know what number one was? Creativity. They're not interested in hiring somebody that's got 30 years experience coming in and who's just going to apply that same old kind of thinking, who's not willing to try something new, not willing to risk. So for a CEO, if a CEO thinks that creativity is the number one skill they hire for, then it must be pretty important for all of us looking for jobs, looking to advance our careers, looking to have more satisfaction in life, is to recognize that creativity is not an option or wish I had. It's a skill you need, and it's a skill you need to become proficient at if you are going to be successful. And let me tell you, it feeds into self-satisfaction too. If I look back on my career, when I've come up with an idea and then saw it all the way through, saw it become a product, and then I could walk in to a store and point to that product and say, I did that, and I kicked butt. There has been nothing better. Well, I shouldn't say nothing better. Marrying my wife and having my kids and my grandkids, those rank top of my list. But seeing my own personal creativity lead to something that customers in turn see value and are willing to part money with. There is nothing better. There's nothing better than using your creativity to solve a problem, whether it be for your nonprofit, in your family, right? It's the renewal or the recognition of our human nature, our natural human ability. And so it's no longer a question of, well, I don't have it and somebody else does. You need it. You need to have it. And that's what we're going to spend the rest of this show talking about how to find that thing inside of you and use it to advance whatever it is that's in front of you, problems, opportunities, whatever it is, how to apply it. So we're going to share with you what are the few tricks you can apply immediately that will have impact on your creativity. And we're going to share that right after this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
There's a famous quote from Earl Nightingale that says, "There is a gold mine between your ears." The human mind is amazing, right? It collects and stores both visual information, audio information, emotions, experiences, and it all weaves it together as part of our memory. Now, what I find really amazing is the ability for the mind to fill in gaps. So, you know, for me, I read a lot. And when I'm reading a story, have you ever done this when you're reading a story and you're trying to visualize what that scene looks like? You know, you hear the person's voice and the dialogue of a story, and you're trying to paint a picture of what they look like. Do they have a big nose? Do they have lots of hair? Do they walk funny? Do they, you know, what is it? You know, how do you create that image in your mind of the scene that is in front of you? And it's amazing because you can be reading a book and you don't consciously think about what does the scene look like. As you're reading the book, that scene is getting built into your mind. And whatever is not described in the book, your mind is filling in, and it's filling in based on your own visual, auditory experiences, your own emotions, and really it's the thing that creates that picture in the mind. Now, in your mind, there are literally thousands of ideas rattling around. We just don't know it. We haven't been aware of the ideas to be able to pluck them out, look at them, evaluate them, put them back in, pick the next one out, look at it, evaluate it, and pick the ones that we want to execute on. In some cases, these ideas are hidden. They're little fragments, you know, of experiences. They're little fragments of things that we maybe annoyances that just haven't raised to the point of becoming painful, so therefore we're going to come up with a solution. In some cases, we just need that jolt that shakes us awake, something that causes us to see a connection that we had never before seen. In this case, your mind is your most valuable asset. Just as Earl Nightingale said, it's a gold mine. You literally have thousands of ideas. It's like walking out into a field and just having the gold lay out in the field in front of you, and you're able to go pick that up. But you got to recognize it. You got to recognize that it's gold and to know to pick that up. And so in some cases, it's you know, being able to pre-populate our minds so we know what to look for and what to recognize. So the question I have for you is, what do you do to take care of it? If your mind is a gold mine, like Earl Nightingale says, and you literally have thousands of ideas, What do you do for your mind to take care of it? Now, your body, you may go down and lift some weights, go on the treadmill, you know, to build up your physical muscles. What are you doing to take care of your mind? Do you think about brain nutrition? Certain vitamins, certain supplements, certain foods can be both helpful and hurtful to the mind. Now, I guess I'm not a crazy over the top on supplements, etc. My wife, however, is a nurse, and she reads up on a lot of research around which supplements to take, which supplements are good for you. She's got a little bit of history of senior onset dementia, so she worries about that, you know, becoming part of her DNA. So she spends a lot of time researching what supplements, what to eat, what things not to eat, etc. So I would encourage you, think about it. Think about the kind of foods you eat. I recently have gone completely off of sugar. I had a doctor who pointed me to a YouTube video that kind of just changed my whole perspective on sugar. And so I'm completely off of sugar. You know, I used to drink lots of sugary drinks. For those of you who've known me for a long time, if you've seen me on stage, I used to have cans of this stuff on stage on the speaker podiums when I was doing my keynotes and that. Not anymore. I'm now down to water or flavored water that's zero calories, zero sweeteners. But that's my choice. The other is exercise. You find that cardiovascular exercise that gets the heart rate up, actually has a positive impact on your brain, your mind, your thinking. If it's truly worthwhile that the brain is most valuable to you, then do some exercise. The other thing is what do you fill it up with? What do you fill it up with? Are you watching a lot of TV, a lot of movies? Do you read a lot? Do you do puzzles, mental exercises? What are you exercising and using your brain with? Now, in my case, I'm a big reader. In my car, I have about a 40-minute commute every morning to my office. Perfect time to either do a book on tape or do a podcast, listening to a podcast. But at night, I tend to read real books. Yes, books that are actually printed on paper, holding in my hand. And therefore, it takes a whole different approach. What they have found is when you actually physically hold a book in your hand, your brain actually has much better retention than doing an audiobook, which is even then higher than an e-reader book. For some reason, the e-reader books are mine, flips into scanning mode rather than read the text mode. And they've done these tests on retention. So paper's best. Audio is second, ebook is third. And for me, reading is critical. There's a recent study that says that if a person has read one book a month for the last year, their salary is significantly higher than those who don't read at all. Who don't read, you know, I'm not talking about just light reading of newspapers and online stuff. Sitting down reading a book. If you read one book a month, it's proven that those people have a significantly higher salary than those that don't. And so, what do you fill your mind up with? You know, I still have a bad habit. I like to watch, there's certain shows I like, I watch movies, whatever. And I'm trying to get myself back into the habit myself on reading more, spending more time in reading physical, hard books. It also gets me away from screen time. Shut down all my screens, my phones, my tablets, my TVs, everything. Spend that time reading as I'm kind of wrapping up my day. It kind of helps shift my gears to get better sleep. And that's another trick I use to actually pick up and feed that brain, because what's in the brain becomes the connections that lead to those thousands of ideas. So we're just partway through. I've got more tricks, more insights on how to improve your personal creativity. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services. Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention. Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
is Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
One of the tricks for personal creativity for me is I've reworked a lot on refining my skill of observation. The ability to see with what I call new eyes. Not just eyes, not just being able to say that wall is white and the chair is brown and my desk here is messy. It's really about using fresh eyes, new eyes, eyes that kind of ignore the pattern of seeing the same thing over and over again and seeing it as if you were seeing it for the first time. The key with observation is this ability to associate different observations. Seeing it with new eyes, seeing as if you're seeing it for the first time, and then recognizing when something isn't just quite right. Now, the key for an innovator is an innovator doesn't just see problems. An innovator sees problems that others don't see. So observation from a creativity perspective is critical. Comfort and familiarity are the enemy. Right, we all get comfortable, we all do the same thing, we all drive the same way to work every morning, we all walk in and walk in the same door, park generally in the same spot, go up the same set of stairs, go to our desk, do the same patterns every morning, in my case, plug in my laptop while it's booting up, grab my cup, go to the kitchen, get my drink, come back, by the time I'm back, everything's up, I'm running, I'm now can be sit down at my desk and start my day. But the pattern is the exact same. How many of you drive the exact same way to work every day? Or 90% of the time? Right? How many of us have, we go to some location like church on Sunday and you sit in the exact same part of church every day? You go to a grocery store and you park in the same general lot area. You go to a movie theater, you always want to sit in a certain set of seats. We have these natural patterns that just kind of built up. And it's that comfort and familiarity that are the enemy. Because we can't see with fresh eyes. So sometimes I'll pick and I'll go a completely different direction. Go down a set of roads I've never been on before. Now, in cases when it's my wife and I out and driving, I tend to do most of the driving. But every once in a while, I'll have her drive. Because now I'm in the passenger seat. The view's completely different. I'm not having to pay attention. I can see buildings and signs and changes. We were just out not too long ago driving around, and I was in the passenger seat because she picked me up someplace. We were only going a couple miles to a restaurant. And we were going down a road that I'd been down 1,000 times. But all of a sudden, I noticed a building that I had never realized had been built. Because it sat back a little bit, it was a little hidden, and you kind of had to be looking straight out the window to see it. And I was shocked. I'm like, where did that building come from? And my wife just thought it was hilarious. She's like, that building's been under construction for 6 months. What do you mean you just noticed it? I noticed it because I had changed my perspective. And we all need to change our perspectives. The same applies to our jobs, the work that we do every day. We all kind of get into the groove of our jobs, of doing it the way we do it. We've had our responsibilities, we've worked in a core competency or capability. Have you ever thought about maybe swapping jobs with somebody for a week or a month? The best mentoring experience I ever had in my entire career was when my first job out of school, hired by Bob Davis. And if you've been a listener to this podcast or radio show from the beginning, you've heard the story about Bob. He was my first mentor, and I ended up going to 3 companies with him. But when Bob brought me in as part of my onboarding and orientation, and we talked about my long-term career success. I was a software engineer by training, right? Hardcore, cranked that code, right? You know, I was primarily a C and an assembler programmer. My thought was, I'm just going to become just a better and better, programmer. And Bob sat me down and goes, whoa, do you want to be a programmer or do you really want to be an entrepreneur? Do you really want to start something? Do you want to build product that other people find immensely valuable? Of course, that's when I said code, that what I really meant was I want to build product. I want to build new things that have never existed before that customers will find valuable. And so what did he do? He put me on a rotation. Well, I spent 6 months in finance. I spent 6 months in sales. I spent 6 months in the IT department. I spent 6 months in marketing, right? So I basically did every job function. This was a division of Prentice Hall Publishing that I worked for right out of school. And let me tell you, talk about looking at fresh eyes, because every time I got moved into sales, I carried a sales quota. I'd never been a sales guy. I didn't know the first thing about sales. So I had to learn it. But by putting me in those uncomfortable positions where I had to look at it with fresh eyes and pick it up quickly and figure out the patterns that apply to sales versus the patterns to marketing, that gave me such an unbelievable foundation that was so valuable for the rest of my career. And so I ask you about your ability of observation. Have you been doing the same thing for so long that everything is just familiar and you're comfortable with it? Because if so, there's a problem. The skill of observation is critical for your personal creativity. So what is it you can do? How do you maybe tune up your skill of observation? Well, here's a little exercise. Go someplace where your customers or your prospects hang out. In my case, we were doing a project on a new kind of a media platform, little tablet device, consumers. We flew a small team to New York, so it was not in Silicon Valley, and we basically walked into a Starbucks, and we started having interactions with customers. We watched how they, what kind of devices were they using sitting at the table, kind of snooping over their shoulders, what apps were they using, what were they so engrossed in, right? We watched everything they do in the process of using technologies in this particular example. In your case, watch your customers. Document it. Take pictures. I used to carry a little lav mic clipped to me, plugged into my phone, and I would just continuously chatter like I was talking to myself. What I was really doing was verbalizing what it is I was observing. And then what I have found is when I'm doing these kinds of observations, keep your eyes open for two things. Anything that impacts time and anything that impacts money. Because in 80% of the big innovations have some big element of time and money, and in some cases, it's both. The example I use is the microwave oven. Right? My mom would have never been the person to say, I need a microwave oven. But when she saw one and she saw how much time it was going to save out of her cooking in the kitchen, she had to have one. Why? Because it gave her back 20, 30 minutes of her day to go do something that she was more interested in doing than sitting in the kitchen. So in this case of observation, go where your customers are hanging out, watch everything they do, and if they'll allow you, follow them. In this example in New York, we actually met random people in a Starbucks, told them what we were doing, had a little conversation with them, and they actually invited us back to their apartments where we could do these observation studies, watch their family for the day, see what they interact, what kind of, what shows do they watch, how do they interact with the technology in their home, what's on their bookshelves, etc. That ability to really watch your customers and get practiced at picking out those things and ask yourself, what am I looking at that has an impact on time or that has an impact on money? By just focusing on those two key things at the beginning of trying to relearn your observation skills or refine your observation skills, will reveal to you things that you just never had seen before. So the skill of observation is absolutely critical to your creativity. And get out there, find where your customers and prospects are hanging out. Do those observation skills and ask yourself, what is it they're doing that has a time or money issue for it? And so we're going to continue our discussions on kind of those little tricks and things that I do around improving my own personal creativity. And we'll continue this discussion right after this break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into this segment, I want to just thank our sponsor, Zoom. We've been using Zoom here in the studio for over a year. That's how we bring the guests in when we do interviews here in the studio. But also, I've been using Zoom every day for over a year. I mean, every day with my team, which is scattered out all over the world. We've been using Zoom literally from the early days of when Zoom first came out. Zoom now has turned into being one of the fastest growing applications on the internet. It is the best, by far, video collaboration system. Your ability to talk to your teams, 1 to 500 people simultaneously is just unbelievable. The audio quality is fantastic, and the ability to do collaboration and sharing, which I use a lot, is second to none. Now, I'm not the only one who thinks this. Gartner recently awarded it into the Magic Quadrant of one of the best video collaboration technologies out there. And I guess one of the unique observations I've made about this is I've used all tools over the years. But Zoom is the first video collaboration technology that doesn't suck. So give it a try. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom where you can get a free account where you can interact with up to 50 people simultaneously. Yes, a free account that you can go out and interact with up to 50 people simultaneously. So go on over, killerinnovations.com/Zoom and support our sponsors. Check it out. You will not regret it. Now, what is the most valuable creative tool that I use? What is the one thing that you can use today and have immediate impact on improved creativity? And that is questions. Now, for those of you who are longtime listeners, you're probably going to the, oh my gosh, I should have guessed this, right? Because my entire methodology, what I've built up over the years, my personal ability, is the ability to use questions. And that's not just any questions. These are really simple questions that are open-ended and that cause you to look at whatever the opportunity is in front of you in a unique and different way. Now, why questions? Questions have a unique power. If I ask you a question, you cannot stop yourself from answering it. Your brain engages. You immediately try to answer it. You get a little distracted thinking of the answer, and then you're back listening. So if I ask you, you know, the question of, you know, what did you have for dinner last night? You know, your brain's off thinking, right? Now you've come up with your answer. Now you can't answer me directly because I can't hear you, but your brain engaged and you went off to create the answer. So if you create and form well-defined kinds of questions, You can engage you and other people, teams, brainstorming sessions, whatever. You can engage their thinking with a question that causes them to go, whoa, I don't know the answer to that. Or, whoa, I got to think about that. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't have the information. Or, wow, I didn't look at it that way before. Those are the magic questions. The ones that cause you to basically kind of stutter and step back and cause you to have to really think about it, or it triggers a whole bunch of ideas in an area that you just never thought about. The way to think about this is questions are the fuel to improve observation. As I said in the observation skill set, you want to look at things that are time and money. So think about some questions that are time or money related. Like one of my favorite questions around money is what would it take to reduce the cost of this product by 50%? 50. Now that's a hard problem. Hard problem in the industries that I've been in over my career. So it causes you to kind of have to stop and completely throw out all your assumptions. You know, it's easy to say, how do I reduce it 5% or 10%? But here's the question that says, how do I reduce the cost? 50%. Like, whoa, I got to think about that one. I haven't thought about it. What I have found is to think about questions that are open-ended that challenge assumptions. That unique characteristics, open-ended, meaning you can't answer it with a yes or a no or a simple fact. Such as, you know, what was the year when Columbus came to the United States? Or what was the year the Declaration of Independence was signed? Or what was the year of the start of World War II? Right? Those are simple facts. Closed questions, yes or no. Do you feel okay today? Yeah. You know, did you get the lawn cut? No. What you're looking for instead is open-ended questions that challenge assumptions. That causes you to have to throw out everything in the bat, you know, that you know historically, and then move forward and look at it in a unique and different way. So my most valuable creative tool is asking questions. And if you sat down and really put some time into creating just 5 questions, when you're faced with a unique challenge or you're trying to come up with a new idea, sit down and really think of 5 questions, or you can hop on over to Killer Innovations and just search for killer questions. There's hundreds of them in the back catalog of the shows and all that. Pick out some of those questions and then ask yourself to try and challenge yourself to answer those. That's the easiest way to unlock your creativity without having to do any long set of exercises over days or weeks or months. You can ask questions today, and you'll immediately unlock that creativity. So before we wrap up today's show, I just want to remind everybody we're coming up on Season 13, March 5th. We have a contest going on. If you share on social media the innovation that you are most excited about or multiple innovations, post them on your social media and use the hashtag #KillerInnovation. All one word, #KillerInnovation. We will pick the winner on the March 5th show. You get to come on to Killer Innovations and tell your innovation story. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Hop on over to Killer Innovations. Check out the show notes. We'll have all the information there. And as you go out for this week, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Keep on innovating, and we'll see you here next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.